Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, good morning. It's Saturday. It's January 1st, 2011, and this is the Golf Club. It's around the world online at radiogolfclub.com in Hawaii on all the islands. Good morning, Maui. Good morning, the Big Island, Lanai, Molokai, Kauai, Oahu. Boy, I mean, you know, when you think about how much we like smoke and the smell of cordite, and it's no wonder, because we have to watch Australia and then go around the world as they all celebrate the, you know, the fabulous new year. We're like the last people to do it. We finally get to celebrate, and we just go all out and with the fireworks ban. Aerials have been banned forever. 20 years, had to go to the public shows. But no. We've imported them somehow as some black market manages to bring in more aerials. Don't they? Sounds like we're under attack. And then there's the firecrackers, and they make the smoke. And so it was just an amazing night last night, because fireworks in general, the sparklers even, all the lovely things that you can set off on the ground, all of those things have been banned as well. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out next New Year's Eve. So here we are, the new year in the clubhouse. Shane Bacon, writer for Yahoo Sports and his own dogsthatchasecars.com. Nancy Cross, the tournament director for Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You know that gets underway tomorrow? Tomorrow. Yes, you can know how a party is tomorrow, okay? Huge party. Kapalua. Make a date. Ted Vicky, fitness guru, entrepreneur, student extraordinaire. We're going to talk about setting goals in this new year. Jeff Shackelford, author, blogger, interesting person, and from TaylorMade and the Kapalua Golf Academy, yes, we have some Penta golf balls for some lucky person to win. You know, I have four sleeves left. And I'm thinking of just doling them out one at a time. I want to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. So if you ever need to do business with someone, I guarantee you, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product, you can just about depend on, count on. They are there for you. They are called Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection, get the star team on your property, whether you need help, you know, protecting people, they do that too. You're putting on a big event, you've got stars in town, you've got people who are like under the radar, and they're very important people in town, call Star Protection. Or maybe you'd like to join the star team and call Star Protection. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, yes, the champs of the 2010 season. It's all free. Yep, no, not just the practice days, not just the pro-am day, no, all days, all competent. And the Ryder Cup is going to be restaged in a way with Graham McDowell and Hunter Mann teeing off on Thursday. So you've got to get out for tomorrow's Family Fun Day. Nancy Cross will tell us all about it. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor-recommended, insurance-approved. We achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. Poipu Golf Course, good morning. Brand new greens, open now. Make your tee time today. This is the Poipu Bay Golf Course. The Sony Open in Hawaii is the first full field event of the PGA Tour. It's at the Wailea Country Club, and I can't wait to see Bob Bupka and the whole gang there. And, of course, Ko'olina Golf Course, get your game together, because it's time to get ready golf. Get golf ready. 2011 begins. Call the pro shop, 676-5300. Get golf ready. Because we can do it 365 days a year. We're really lucky, unless it's a thunderstorm. Schedule your tee time for today. Get out and play. Have some fun at Ko'olina. There's a 240 this afternoon open. They're jamming. And the Donaldson Group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, let's get right to it. Shane Bacon, good morning. Dogs That Chase.
How are you? Happy 2011.
You too. You know, I've got to tell you, the first thing I need to know is how you came up with the idea to call your site dogsthatchasecars.com.
Well, it's an old Lee Trevino quote from back in the day. He said, two things that aren't long for the world are dogs that chase cars and pros that chip for pars. So when I first started the blog, you know, 3 years ago or so, I guess 4 years ago now, that's 2011, see? But I kind of wanted to do something different than just, you know, the golf blog or this and that. So I just kind of wanted to throw that up there and kind of make it a little different.
It's interesting. You have Michelle Wee, the coolest videos of 2010. I like this. Did you like her video that much or just like her?
Well, you know, I was kind of going through some of the videos that I had on the site over the year, and ones that didn't make the cut, I just decided to throw hers up there just because I think hers are kind of fun. Actually, I think I like her McDonald's or her Kia video a little bit better. But, yeah, I mean, I think I've met her. She's really funny. She jokingly calls me Sean instead of Shane just to act like she doesn't know who I am, so it's kind of fun.
I love her personality, and that's one thing that, you know, sometimes it's so hidden, but if you go to her website, and she has a website where she designs clothes, and she shows you, you know, what she'll look like in some outfit that she's come up with, she likes to, her artwork is fascinating. There's a whole side of Michelle Wee that we don't see, I think that's something you should feature.
You know, and I actually, she was 50th on the, I don't know if you saw this or not, but she was 50th on the top 50 moneymakers in golf, both men and women. She was 50, and I sent Christina Kim a text message and was like, hey, make Michelle send me some sort of ridiculous quote about being the 50th richest golfer. And so Christina Kim's currently working on that. Because, you know, I mean, like you said, everybody sees Michelle as this person, you know, from when she was a kid and how, you know, she was trying to make it and didn't quite make it, you know, or didn't quite burst and it seemed like she wanted to and all that stuff. But I mean, she's got a great personality. She's really nice. And, you know, I mean, she does well. I mean, she's playing solid golf now. So there's absolutely no knock on her at all from this guy.
Absolutely. Now, is she the breakout player we need for the LPGA Tour to succeed?
I think she would definitely help. I still think that, and I hate to say this because it just comes off like I'm not sure if it's a race issue, but I still think that for Americans to really attach onto somebody, there's going to have to be a Paula Creamer type with a really bubbly personality. You know, somebody that comes on that's just really fun to talk to and gives us great quotes and you know, is always smiling on the golf course. I mean, Paula's great, but you know, Paula's kind of got that tiger demeanor on the course where it's not like she's really interacting with the crowd. You know, a la Mickelson. And if you're going to have somebody on the LPGA Tour that was, you know, really into it and smiled and laughed and was you know, a supermodel-esque type of a look, I think that would really help the LPGA a lot for the everyday golfer.
So let me understand this. You're saying for the U.S. popularity contest for the tour, we need a Paula Creamer, kind of a tall blonde girl?
I think you're going to have somebody like that people can attach to. I think the Michelle there, in that sense, where people are still really interested in her because of her success when she was younger and her success when she came on the scene when she was 13 and 14 and playing really well. And I think when Michelle does well, people take notice. I just think that there's somebody, you know, Alexis Thompson-esque that's young and, you know, tall, hits the ball far, is pretty and could kind of take the golf world by storm, because it's going to take a lot to get, you know, it's going to take a lot to get eyes off the PGA Tour and on the LPGA Tour. You know, it's hard to get people to remove themselves from, you know, the guys playing, basically. And, you know, I mean, it's mostly males that do this that can't really get into it. So if you could get somebody, you know, I mean, if say Alexis Thompson won two or three majors this year, I think that people would really take notice to the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, okay. I'm just surprised that you don't think Michelle could do that. Solheim Cup was amazing. Watching her exude, she has such an exuberance when she's on and she's doing well. And everyone's fascinated by her. But you think it's just an interesting take. Okay. So the next question we have to ask. When you were looking at the videos, you know, everybody makes a list of who's the list of, you know, which player hasn't won a major yet. And we've got to get to that because there's one player that I feel terrible for who hasn't won a major yet. I'm not sure what's going to happen to poor Sergio Garcia. But, yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, the other thing is you made a list of in addition to the Michelle Wee making the top, the McDonald's. Did you see you have the clay pigeon video as one of your favorites and most creative? Did you also see the gong video that was made in the lock in England?
I did see that. The European tour is they're doing some smart things with this when they're making these videos where they get players out there to do fun stuff. I mean, if you told any golfer that's ever hit a ball, hey, we're going to go try to hit a clay pigeon with a golf ball, they'd be interested in going to do it, and they'd be interested in watching it. It's just smart, It's in hitting it, skipping it off the water and hitting a gong. I mean, these are great ideas. It's the viral video is what a lot of these companies are going after, and yeah. I feel like the European Tour did a really good job this year at all these things.
They did. All right, and on pictures, you're number two is Arnold Palmer looking at Christy Kerr's boobs. Seriously?
That's a great picture. That is one of my favorite pictures I've ever seen. It's just, it's one of those that goes back to just guys being guys at the end of the day. If they're 15 or 70, it's guys are going to be guys.
But your favorite is you and your nephew playing golf, and that's on your website. And it's great. Dogschasingcars.com. It really, I said in a tweet yesterday, Shane Bacon's going to be on the show, and he's like, super good looking, and he's super cool, very intelligent. He's a writer. He's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. I mean, he's just everything a woman wants in a guy. You are, Shane. That's all there is to it. Okay.
I know a lot of women that would probably disagree with you, but I appreciate that.
Really? So I don't know your faults. Well, we won't go into that. But and then I said you were taken for some reason. With Ryan Ballengee getting married, and I think Mike Roush is engaged. I just assumed that you were, one of the guys taking the plunge in 2010, 2011. But you're still available, huh?
Yeah, not. Luckily, I haven't taken the plunge yet. But I do enjoy my nephew. So I will say this: teaching a 6-year-old how to hit a golf ball is a lot more. It tests my patience, I think, as much as it tests his, but it's fun. I look forward to the days when he actually really cares about it and he doesn't want to just stop playing and wants to go kick the soccer ball around.
We're going to take a break and talk some more with Shane Bacon right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated green. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're in office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Aloha, this is Graham McDowell. I'm filled with excitement as we battle it out at the Plantation Course during the PGA Tour's season opening Hyundai Tournament Champions.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. One of the questions that's been posed in so many different ways by so many different people and so many different articles is, who is the, you know, why hasn't this and that person, the 10 best players who haven't won a major? All right. Okay, so Lee Westwood makes the list, Steve Stricker makes the list, Ian Poulter makes the list, Paul Casey, Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Luke Donald, Rory McIlroy. So I'm going down the list, and this one is in golf.com, okay? And I'm going down the list and looking, okay, Rory and Eduardo and Francesco Molinari, it's not like they've been around for forever. Adam Scott, he's a good one. Where's Sergio? I mean, Sergio Garcia. So then I go over and I go to Devil Ball, which is Yahoo Sports, where Shane Bacon writes, and with Jay Busby and others. And here you are, you've got it so at the top of the list. Sergio Garcia, the leader of the list just a few years ago, 7 PGA Tour wins, 8 European titles, and now the 30-year-old, how is it possible that he can be 30 already, isn't nearly the golfer he once was. That's how you put it. And oh, so close to winning, but not quite.
The interesting thing I've always said about Sergio is, you know, there are some people that can kind of take a lick. And the thing about Sergio is he always seemed like that golfer that could never take the punch, where if something bad happened to him on the golf course or in a tournament or a tournament, he kind of couldn't bounce back from it. And that's the thing that scares me about his major championship potential is he's been so close a couple times, and when he didn't win, I mean, it just seems like he's taken that so hard that it's going to be interesting to see if he ever comes back and plays at the level he can play and is the potential to play at, and if he ever can grind a win out, you know, on the 71st and 72nd hole, because he's just never been able to do it.
It's a part of his emotional makeup. You know, everything he does, he takes extremely personally, and he really beats himself up. And I saw him at Kapalua for one event. He was angry in the morning when he was going out to practice because he hadn't played good on Friday. He was going out to beat some ball, and he just had this demeanor about him. And I went, there's an angry man. I mean, he was like, wow. You've got to let that go. But at the same time, when I watched him at the Ryder Cup, when he wanted to be an assistant captain for the European Tour, he was a European team. He was just so amazingly supportive. Do you think he can recapture that confidence that he had when he was so young?
The confidence is the thing. I mean, that's what I always say is separate it all.
Oh, John, we're losing you.
You're 65 on a random.
Yeah. Oh, 18.
Can you hear me?
No, you're just breaking up. You know, they're doing that. All of a sudden, you're there, and then you're gone. We don't hear your whole sentence. That's the problem. Try.
What I was saying about him is that he's, you know, if you can go out and make and shoot a solid round of golf with your friends and the guys that cannot finish the round, even when it's that, or it's a guy that can do it. It's all a confidence thing, and I think that Sergio is one of those guys that had a lot of confidence when he was young, and just had zero confidence in the golf game and in himself almost. And he can go out there, game back. I don't know. I think he might not be able to. I mean, we've seen it with guys like David Duval, who just has got to the point where he can't finish.
Yes. And the question, I question whether he can get that back myself. He needs intensive therapy. I say this with, you know, I don't mean to laugh at him, because I think he's a wonderful, there's a charisma that is about him, you know, and you just want to go, oh, Sergio, oh, God, you know, I want you to win. I want you to be successful. I want you to be joyous. I want for you to have that experience, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to be. Now, what about Adam Scott?
Well, Adam Scott, and I wrote this, the weird thing about Adam Scott is he's never really played that well in major championships before, but he's a guy that went had a long drought of playing well and played well last year, and it has played well even into the silly season, you know, part of 2010. So I just think that Adam Scott, I mean, if he has a hot week with the putter in a major championship, he can contend because he hits the ball so well. It's just, you know, he's another guy. He fell off so hard, and now he's kind of back again, and he seems to be working on the right stuff because, you know, like we saw in Texas when he won this year at the Texas Open, he's the kind of guy that can kind of blow away from fields because he hits the ball so well. It's just he's going to have to, you know, I guess find the short game that's needed to kind of win it somewhere like Augusta or, you know, win somewhere like a British Open.
Do you think some of his fame and his good looks and popularity diverted him from his mission?
I think it would have been if it was me. I mean, it's probably pretty hard to get to that level of fame and not kind of, I guess, sit back and enjoy it. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's really hard to knock these guys, for letting it get to them, because it's probably so easy to let it get to him now. You know, he makes so much money. You know, these guys are young. They're good looking. They've got everybody in the world wants to a piece of them in some, you know, some way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's probably pretty easy. It's probably pretty easy to let that get to you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'd like to see all the people who say, you know, what happened to so and so. I'd like to see them in their shoes and actually try to resist the temptations that must be out there.
I completely agree. It's really, really easy to sit back and say, why does this person not win more? And you go, well, because they make $8 million a year not winning. You know, so it's pretty easy not to care when you're making, you know, that amount of money and you're that famous. And everybody, you know, the thing is, I mean, I've hung around some of these guys before with friends, and it's just so funny how much everybody caters to them. You know, I mean, it, one of the things that I saw Graham McDowell say was he's excited to go home because his friends kind of put him in his place, because it just seems like everybody's always catering to you. You know, they laugh at all your jokes. Everything you say is great. I mean, that kind of, it's not real life, you know? So I think that McDowell made a really good point. It's good to go home because you're around guys that when you say something not funny, they'll make fun of you about it. And that's what, you know, that's what life is.
Yes. Yes, yes. And in one tweet this morning, he said that one of his resolutions was to quit drinking. And someone who knows him came right out and said, yeah, that'll be the day.
Exactly, exactly. And it's those things that, you know, they need that kind of thing. They need to be brought down back to life because, I mean, the fame is going to get to anybody. I mean, that's the bottom line. I hung out with Dustin Johnson in San Diego, and I mean, it's the same thing. He he's a good guy, but you know, every joke you say is not going to be funny, and that's what, you know, it's hard to understand that when every joke you say, everybody's laughing at.
That if you're not careful, can easily go to your head, and pretty soon you think you're walking on water, and then you fall down and nobody's there to pick, you know, all of a sudden all those people were laughing, they're gone, you know. Bye-bye, you're not winning anymore, we don't want to be around you. So we've got the Ryder Cup again. How do you think Hunter Mann's feeling right now? He's going to be teeing off at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Thursday with Graham McDowell.
Well, I've kind of defended him from the start about all of this stuff. I mean, you know, the chip shot on 17 at the Ryder Cup wasn't his downfall. It was the way he played up until the 17th hole that was his downfall. He just didn't play very well that day. If he went out, I mean, he made no putts. You know, if he went out and played decent, it would have been a match that might have swayed to the American side. But, you know, I mean, comprehending that level of pressure is probably something that few golfers in the world have ever been able to, I guess, find and compare it to. It's, You know, you're playing for your country. You're the only guy left on the course. You just had another American fight his way all the way back to give your give you a chance.
Ricky Fowler, right?
Yeah, Ricky Fowler birdies his last four holes, and all the pressure's on Mahan. You see the Ryder Cup pressure affect players like you never see, you know, major championship pressure affect players. You know, he's never going to miss the green that poorly on a par three that's not that long if he's playing to win a U.S. Open, I don't think. But it's probably gonna be in his mind a little bit, but pass it a little bit now. You know, I mean, it was a good year. I mean, as we saw with Tiger at the Chevron, I mean, Graham McDowell, when he had a putt that he needed to make, it was going to go in 2010. Now, does that carry over in 11? We don't know. But
yeah, I know.
It definitely...
That was mind-boggling. I mean, watching all those putts that he made, it was like, it's going to go in. I mean, it was no question. It was kind of like watching Tiger before. You know, it's going to go in. There's no question. He's going to make the putt. And I'm looking at Graham McDowell going, wow, his putter's on. There's no beating him. We have Nancy Cross, the tournament director from the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, joining us now. And Shane Bacon, I really enjoy talking with you. You're just like, you know, when I go to your blog and I look at your website and read your articles, you come from your heart, and it's great to talk to you. And I love the picture. That really took me, you know, you and your nephew. That was it. That did it. Okay. Some girl's going to have a great life with you.
Thank you. And I like talking to you, too. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Aloha. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Did you have a good one?
I tried to hit the sack a little early because we've been having some long hours, but, you know, sure, I had a good one.
Yeah, I got to bed early, and then all of a sudden the world exploded around me.
Yes, my 85-pound Australian Shepherd was cowering next to my bed, so.
And I don't blame him. I woke up, I thought there was a terrible storm outside.
Yeah.
And I had to go close all the windows, and then I realized, no, it's the fireworks.
Yeah.
The smoke. So we've got, a party starting. The party starts tomorrow at Kapalua. Hyundai Tournament of Champions, unlike any other we've seen before, free every day for the Sunday, for Saturday, just every day. And tomorrow, there's some stars coming out for the family fun day.
Yes, family start really off early on Sunday, January the 2nd with family fun day. And as you said, Danielle, free all week, free parking. We've got some great free entertainment. Tomorrow, the festivities kick off at 11:30 a.m. We've got some great activities for the kids and their families. Free lunch for the first 200 kids sponsored by CJ's Deli. We're going to have putting. We're going to have the Polynesian Village Luau cultural activities. We're handing out free all-star cards. We've got the Maui Taiko drummers and Dan Beaver, a great guy, does his trick shot exhibition. He'll be doing that on the first tee at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, we have our pro celebrity junior golfer shootout. We have each island represented with a team. This whole day is a benefit for Hawaii State Junior Golf. And on team number one, Maui team number one, we've got Ogilvy. And he's going to be playing with Kanakoa Teixeira of the Kansas City Royals. And with a junior golf supporter. This one being Pard Erdman, who everyone knows if you're from Maui. And then our junior golfers that actually won the right to participate on this day would be Cassie Isagawa and Aaron Kunitomo. So then we've got Steve Stricker, Dean Wilson, Justin Rose, and Rocco Mediate and their team.
Rocco Mediate, so much fun, too.
He's been here since the 24th, and he actually got a hole-in-one on 11 the other day, but unfortunately he doesn't win a car. He's got to wait to do that again in competition.
Yeah, that's great, great guys. So that's at 2 o'clock. And then following every round, every day, at the end of the day, you're putting on a concert. I'm free.
Well, we're putting on a concert on Sunday, and that is with the great Anuhea. That's from 3:30 to 5:30 in our fan zone, delivered by FedEx. And then Thursday through Sunday, after the final putt drop, we're going to have entertainment for an hour each day. And these guys have really donated their time for the charities. So on Thursday, we've got Gail Swanson, Friday, Jimmy Mack and the Cool Cats, Saturday, and then, and Sunday, the Grammy Award winning George Kahumoku. So that's just an hour concert, but Anuhea's for 2 hours tomorrow. So everybody should come out. And we're giving away some great prizes. We've got Joe Torre autographed baseballs. We've got passes to the Maui Ocean Center. We're giving away, you know, golf balls, and we're giving away some really nice clubs. So we hope everybody will come out.
Yeah, this is, and it's all free, free parking,
all free.
Free admission, and benefiting. Now, okay, on the 3rd, you've got the professional practice rounds, right? And the gates open at 8:30.
Correct. We've also got a pro-am going on in the morning, smaller pro-am. But, yes, mostly practice rounds, you know, on Monday.
Okay, with a smaller pro-am on Monday. And then which celebrities are in town for the big pro-am?
Well, we've got Craig T. Nelson. We've got Kelly Slater. That's at this point, that's who we have. But, you know, we're really focusing, you know, more on our special events because, of course, on Wednesday after the pro-am, we've got the FedEx Cup kickoff. And during that, that's going to start about 1 o'clock on the first tee. We're going to have Kaylee Reichel performing, Jake Shimabukuro doing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have a great long drive challenge, which is going to feature Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Robert Garrigues, and someone who I'm really excited to see, the 2009 RE/MAX World Long Drive Champion, Jamie Sedlowski. They say he weighs about 168 pounds and will hit it past everyone, so that should be a lot of fun.
Okay. And what does his father call him? I can't remember.
Oh, gosh.
Father has a nickname for
him. Not Frankenstein, but something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, and the Pro Celebrity Charity Challenge includes Jim Furyk, Anthony Kim, Dustin Johnson, Graham McDowell, and Kelly Slater. Kelly Slater is quite a golfer. He really enjoys the game. I think he even tried out. He was playing in the actual competition at Turtle Bay 1 year. Not just as a celebrity entrant. He was actually competing. So he's going for it. These guys really.
Yeah, and Kelly will be playing in the charity challenge along with Craig T. Nelson and Alice Cooper. So that'll be fun. He's going to play in the charity challenge, and I can't wait to see Graham McDowell. I think you guys were speaking about him a little earlier on your show, and everyone says he's just a great guy, and we can't wait to have him here. So,
yes, the whole crew. This is very, very exciting. And Nancy Cross, thanks so much for getting up so early on New Year's Day. Is there anything that you want me to add or us to add in that I can mention later as well in the show? I mean,
well, just, you know, our as you said, gates open at 8:30 every day except for 7 on Wednesday. Our first tee times are going to be about 10:20 on Thursday. We urge everyone to come out to support all our designated beneficiaries, a great group of charities who do so much for the Maui community. And as you mentioned, some great pairings on Thursday, including Graham McDowell and Hunter Mahan at 12:10. You know, Camilo will be celebrating his birthday that week.
I'm going to go through the whole list right now. We've got Arjun Atwal with Roco Mediate. Bill Lund. Is it Bill Lundy?
Well, that's a good question. I would say I think it is, yes.
Yes, it is Bill Lundy. Cameron Beckman, they're at 10:30. Robert Garrigues and Matt Betancourt at 10:40. Derek Lemley and Jonathan Bird at 10:50. Stuart Appleby and Jason Bone at 11 o'clock. Anthony Kim and Heath Slocum at 11:10. Ian Poulter and Carl Paterson at 11:20. 11:30 is Ben Crane and Bill Haas. 11:40, Ryan Palmer, the Sony Open in Hawaii champ, and Tim Clark. 11:50, Camilo Villegas and Bubba Watson go off. We got Adam Scott and Francisco Molinari. Thank you for coming. Noon, Hunter Mann and Graham McDowell, 12:10. Justin Rose, Zach Johnson, 12:20. Jason Day, Ernie Els, 12:30. Dustin Johnson, Steve Stricker, 12:40. 12:50 is Matt Kuchar and Charlie Hoffman. And at 1 o'clock, Jeff Ogilvie and Jim Furyk. This is an awesome field.
Absolutely. It is.
Terrific. And I'm so excited. You've got so much going on. Who inspired you to make this into such a party?
Well, you know, Mark Rolfing's heading up our new host organization, and so he really, set some goals for us and really wanted to bring the crowds back, to the event. And due to the economy and everything, the crowds had definitely, diminished. And so, we really brainstormed and said, hey, let's just go for it. Offer free admission. Offer some great activities for the fans. Get them back out here. It is, we love it that it's called the Tournament of Champions in the title again, because, yes. People forget that. And I tell everybody, I've been to many, many events. You're never going to get up close and personal, like you can here at this event. Just a great opportunity to see these guys real close. They're relaxed. They're happy to be here, of course, at Kapalua and in Hawaii. Just a great, they've earned the right to be here. So it's just we focused on these activities. We've done a lot more in our fan zone delivered by FedEx. We've got PlayStation is going to have a expo area, so kids can come out and try their new game, the new Ooh. Tiger Woods game.
cool.
We've got a lot of cool things going on. So we just urge everybody to come out. Again, free entertainment and a good way to start the new year and support, Maui.
Yes. And, I've followed Arjun Atwal for I don't know how long.
Me too. I'm so glad to see that he won and that he's coming.
Yes, the players from India are really coming on like they are around the world. And then for Francisco Molinari to come out here, he didn't have to worry about using a PGA Tour. They should change that rule.
I agree. They should, and can't wait to use my really bad Italian on him. So tutto bene. That's about it.
Tutto bene. Nancy Cross, Tournament Director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, and we're thrilled to have Hyundai as our new title sponsor.
Yes.
Their cars are great. People,
yes.
Check them out.
Yes, their cars are great. At one show that my executive producer was at, no one was over at some other place. Everybody was around the Hyundai booth. It was just amazing to see the excitement surrounding Hyundai. So
they've had their best year in America, it's a great partner for us.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll see you. I'll see you next week.
You betcha.
I can't wait.
Okay, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to be talking about setting some goals. Don't we all? It's 2011. His name is Ted Vicky. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300.
Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season, whether you're here or on holiday. Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailea Country Club. Find your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charities while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Jim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie Els, KJ Joy, and Gary Kelly. Don't miss international favorite Shigeki Maruyama. Free parking and tournament shuttle at Hunakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
Yeah, yeah. A mind you stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. My column is out. It's the first. Amazing. It says, the lead is the last champion skins in Hawaii. Could this be the last time you can see the champion skins play in Hawaii? It'll be at Ka'anapali. It's the Ka'anapali champion skins. And you can find more about that at radiogolfclub.com. And then you'll find the link to the column. I'm going to be there because I wouldn't miss this for the world. And yes, somebody got the message. Don't hold it on the same weekend as you hold the Sony Open in Hawaii. How dumb is that? Whew. Okay, now that I've got that out of my system. Greetings. Good morning, Ted, Vicky. It's so good to have you on the show.
Top of the morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a hard time hearing you. That's what we need you to get really close to your phone.
Got it. I'll take care of it.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is a man who at one time was the fitness guru for the White House, you know, took care of President Bush, Clinton Bush. By the way, Bush, too, was in the best. You know, he ducked that shoe? Yeah, because he was in awesome shape. Insisted to have all of his workout stuff in Air Force One so that he could never miss a workout, okay? Graduated from the University of Limerick with a master's in international business. Moved to Galway, Ireland, right along the bay. Fantastic. They started a PhD with focus on exercise, technology, and online social networks. Okay? You can follow this. There's so many .coms that you can follow him on. He works with a great team at Digital Enterprise Research Institute. He continued his board work with the American Council on Exercise. Worked at the 2010 British Open at St. Andrews for ABC and ESPN. Continues to play water polo. His team, the 2010 University champs in Ireland, ended the season with a shoulder injury. Only managed to play four times because of that shoulder injury. But he managed to travel to Toronto, Pittsburgh, D.C., New York, San Diego, Barcelona, Ireland, Wales, London, and Chicago. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And you put it this way, which I find perfect. You continue your quest to live your bucket list. You don't have a bucket list that you're waiting until your 70s or 80s to start working on. You are living it every day, every year.
I looked it up, and my first bucket list entry was when I was in the fifth grade. So I have been living that list. Well, let me rephrase that. I've had the list. I just started recently living the list about 4 years ago. And it was the typical story that you hear. I was had a great corporate job, working my way up, had a company, and one day I said, this isn't fulfilling what I want to do. And I decided to sell the company and live bucketless.
You said in fifth grade, what was your first bucket list goal?
My first bucket list goal was to graduate from college.
Oh, and that was in fifth grade?
And in fifth grade, I wrote that. Yeah, and you know, it's funny. Thanks to Facebook, I had a classmate in fifth grade, and I also back then wanted to be at the White House. And she recently put up a photo. I think this is tradition everywhere. You know, when you're a kid, you sign the back of a yearbook.
Yeah.
November. Well, on Facebook, she put it up, and I signed it in fifth grade, President Ted Bickey of the USA.
Oh. Well, you came close. Would you really want the job, though?
No, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Exactly. I mean, I don't understand that need to become the President of the United States. Man, that's, yeah, you know, it ages you in 4 years. But you kept them fit. You don't keep them fit anymore. You must be pretty proud of President Obama.
Well, President Obama is a great athlete. He's a fan of playing basketball. And was it a couple of months ago, with Thanksgiving, he took an elbow to the eye or the lip and had to go on to get stitches, which I thought was quite interesting.
Right, and he went surfing yesterday with his daughter, stood up on the board. They closed the break. Capitals and Kailua, you know, everyone should have a break closed for them. At least one time. And everybody's fighting for the wave, not the President of the United States. No, thank you. So he's out there surfing, and of course he's playing golf. And everyone is making the goal list. You know, it's the beginning of the year. We all said, all right, I'm going to do this and that and what have you. We're talking with friends last night about that. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to do this and that. I have a friend in Las Vegas who calls the people who make their resolutions. The resolutionistas have taken over the gym. I can't wait for them to drop out. So,
so
what's the secret to making? There's got to be a way to make the goal and make it stick.
Well, I've done a lot of research over the past 20 years on that because it was part of what I did when. Employees of the White House and all the other clients I had. I think it gets down to a couple of things. The first is to take a true assessment of where you are and to accept the fact. So if a person is maybe 40 pounds overweight and they're in denial about that, then they're going to have a problem trying to start and maintain an exercise program. But if you can accept the fact that you're 40 pounds overweight and that you want to make a change, you're going to see much better progress. And then I go back to my business days. I had a business plan. I wrote it down, and I posted it up on the wall. I did the same thing with my New Year's resolution goals. So if it's fitness, go out, figure out what you want to do, and I suggest taking small steps. Because I'll give you an example. On my bucket list is to run a marathon this year. And it's to the point now where – it's not going to be realistic to me to be able to run a marathon in June because I haven't been able to train as much as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to modify that, and we're half marathon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run a marathon in Dublin in October. So being able to have a goal and to understand you can make changes, it's not written in stone. It's not on that tablet that's been etched in stone.
Just don't quit the goal. Just if it needs to be modified, just make it realistic.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I think you probably heard that the acronym of a SMART goal: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So for me to say I'm going to run a marathon in February, having done very little training beforehand, that's not timely, it's not realistic, and it's not achievable. But if I plan it out, it's a specific goal to run a marathon, and it's measurable.
All right. Now, you have injured your shoulder playing water polo. You just amazed me that you are out there playing water polo. And it's probably one of the most challenging sports, underrated sports, because you got to pull yourself up out of that water, and it's just amazing to me. You injured your shoulder, and you mentioned to me that you thank And I'm always very skeptical of these things. You know, some type of electrical device that has helped your shoulder.
And I am probably even more skeptical of these devices than you are. Because I think back when I was at the White House, everybody wanted their product in front of the president. Everybody wanted to be able to say that their products were used at the White House. So I still have that very, very skeptical. If I don't try it myself and I don't see that it works, then I don't endorse it. I don't talk about it because it's my reputation that's on the line. And I happened to be in San Diego a couple months ago. And was walking a trade show for the American Council on Exercise and started up a real innocent conversation with this device. It's called the H-Wave. I've tried a device like this in power factor's office before with two little electrical stimulation devices, two pads. This one had four. And the more I talked to this company, the more I was like, I wonder if this works. He put it on my shoulder, and within 15 minutes, the intense pain that I had was starting to subside. I've been using the device for probably 4 weeks now, and I can't wait to get back to Ireland so I can start swimming again and playing water polo because it's worked for me, and that's what I can say. Will it work for everybody? I don't know, but it worked for me.
Let's say someone had an arthritic problem with the shoulder or the back or the knee or whatever. Would it work for that type of injury, quote unquote, or is it more specifically for like a sports injury?
It doesn't need to be specifically for a sports injury. I know one of the things that this company is looking at doing is to go into nursing homes.
Uh-huh.
There are people that can't get up and walk.
Yeah.
This device on. Really, what it's doing is it's pumping the blood through the muscle.
Yeah.
And that's what really creates the activity, and that's what also helps with the recovery.
Oxygenating.
It's oxygenating the blood, and you know when you go out and you exercise, and the next day you get that soreness in your muscle. Well, that's lactic acid buildup, and lactic acid is a byproduct of the muscle contraction. So what this device does is it think of a pump, think of your heart, and what it's doing is it's forcing the blood into the muscle, it's collecting all that lactic acid and all the bad things that come from a muscle contraction, and it's forcing it out. And I was skeptical. I know there are two well-known scientists and doctors that I truly believe in. One happens to be an orthopedic surgeon for the 76ers in Philadelphia. He swears by it. And I will be in Los Angeles on Friday, next Friday, and I have a meeting with the company because I want to see if there's a way that we can take this device and bring it into the golf industry. Because how many golfers do you know that can't play because they have a sore shoulder or a bad hip or their leg? So this is a way that we can increase the number of rounds of golf they play.
What can you tell us the name of it, or is it like a trade secret still?
No, no, it's called H-Wave. It's H-Wave.com.
H-Wave.com. Hear that, folks? H-Wave, H-W-A-V-E.com.
Got it.
All right. You're just a wealth of fascinating information. You're going to be published. You said they took your master's thesis and they're turning it into a book, Cambridge Press? My goodness, I'm impressed. Thank you, partner.
Well, I wouldn't buy it. I mean, I guess I know it's a book. But it'll be a book that probably will go into some libraries. And I'm really honored that they approached me and asked me to do that because it was something that I worked on. And
what's it about?
The master's thesis was on my techie side was coming out, so I wanted to see how entrepreneurs like myself use online networking like LinkedIn to grow their business. So I think the last count was 175 pages, and it kind of looked at the different areas of why people use LinkedIn, how they use it, what benefits they get from it, what are the results they see.
It sounds like it's something that a lot of people would like to find out more about, because that question's asked all the time about not just LinkedIn, but Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, all the social networking.
Yeah, social networking is, in my opinion, it's changing the way that we're going to do business. And I know you do a great job with the social networking. I can't tell you how many of my friends have sent me a message saying, I'm going to listen to you tomorrow morning on the radio because they saw the post on Twitter that you put up. So I really think it's a tool. So social networks. It's not the only tool that you can use, but if you can embrace how to use the tool, I think it really is going to change how we all do business.
Excellent.
Golf courses include any golf courses listening out there. There is a tremendous opportunity. Even little Facebook places. You know, I saw you saw that I checked in at some place, but being able to put those things on your website, it's all about creating a relationship.
Exactly. It's the relationship that you build. It's not selling something on the website. I mean, I immediately want to just take that person out and you know, defriend them. I'm unfollowing you. I don't want to be sold. I want to get to know you, you know, and based on that, maybe I'll become interested in what you've got. But first, let me know about you.
Social networking is not about self, and people can really see the difference. And you're right, people will unfriend, and you'll see that there's a backlash. There's this community of people that use social networking, and there are certain unwritten rules, and one of them is that you don't use it to sell.
Yes, but so many people don't. They just ignore that, and they think they're making friends, and they're not. Now, wait a minute, you're gonna start teaching three university courses this year?
Yeah, my spare time.
In your spare time, this is sandwiched in between. What else are you doing? Let's see. Now you're playing water polo, and
I've had to switch teams, which is quite ironic because on the old team, it was the University of Limerick team, so I was the oldest on the team, so I was the wise old man, and I could, you know, not have to swim up and down the pool as much. But on the new team, I'm the youngest guy, so I'm the one that's going to make swimming up and down the pool. So I'm a little.
And what do you do when you're not teaching university courses?
Sleeping.
Wait a minute. You said it was in your spare time.
I've got a couple of projects, and I've got a couple of things on the bucket list. One of them, we kind of kidded about the other day, but I want to come to Hawaii this year. That's on the bucket list. I mean, anyone that loves traveling and doesn't have Hawaii on the bucket list, I think they should consider it. So Hawaii is on the list. I want to get there. One of the other things I want to do this year is I want to find the hometown of all of my European great-great-grandparents and have lunch in their hometown.
Excellent. Oh, I like that. You see, you need to set these goals. We're going to take a break and come back, talk some more with Ted Vicky about how we could get him to the islands and see, you know, maybe there's somebody out there listening right now because this is someone who's got a lot of information that you should know. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be brief with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated green. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Aloha, this is Ian Poulter. Join me and the other CGXO winners as we compete for the first trophy of 2011 Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua Resort.
The best of the PGA Tour returns to Kapalua's Plantation Course January 2nd to 9th for PGA Tour Hyundai Tournament of Champions. See the best golf and best players for the best cause, local Maui charities. Starting Sunday, January 2nd with a free family fun day. And best of all, it's free admission, parking, and entertainment. Maui's best event of the year, January 2nd to 9th. Call 665-9160 or visit kapalua.com.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. At Foy Pool, you could play 10, 20, and 11 o'clock like the Sears family and the McGinnis family. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Makalei, Kalapahui is going out, and there's a 10:36 for you, or an 11:40. Volcano, lovely, chilly 47 degrees, 10:30, 11:18, and a 12:06. At Ko'olina, there's a 2:40, and you know, you should get in touch with Ko'olina because they've got Get Golf Ready 2011. The schedule's available now. You know, if you thought about picking up a golf club, you listen to the show, you just like it because there's information that you like to hear. But you maybe like to get on the golf course. I mean, it's the most beautiful way to get exercise. It's awesome. You're out in the middle of nature. It's the most gorgeous park you'd ever walk through. All right, and you're going to hit the ball. You don't have to worry about whether you make it there right away. That doesn't. You can pick it up and walk on. You don't have to play by the rules as you're going to play. That's not necessary when you're having fun. And they've got this thing called the Get Golf Ready program, and it's designed to teach you in 5 short lessons everything you'll need to know to step on the golf course and play with confidence. You'll know some of the rules. Not all of them. Gosh, we all know how many people don't know all the rules, including the pros. Lessons include on-course activities guided by PGA and LPGA professionals who make sure you have fun every step of the way. It's only $99 per person, 6 hours of lessons, maximum of 6-to-1 teacher ratio, which is really quite comfortable, you know, because when you're just starting out, you really don't want to be the focus. And you get, so you're going, all right, I don't want to buy clubs because, you know, I don't want to make this huge investment and then decide that I don't like it. No, you don't have to buy clubs, even though when you do, you got to get them fitted for you because that's the only way to play. But they will let you use, free of charge, the rental clubs and the range balls during the lessons. So how can you beat that? It's called Get Golf Ready. Give them a call at Ko'olina 676-5300. And if you'd like to play today, there's a 2:40 this afternoon. Perfect time of day to get out and play around. We're talking with Ted Vicky. Ted Vicky does everything. everything, period. Now, what is the Digital Enterprise Research Institute that you're working for?
The Digital Enterprise Research Institute is University of Galway's Enterprise Center. So I'm working with some of the smartest and great minds around Europe and Asia and the States. There are 130 PhD students and postgraduate students from 35 different countries. I equate it to Google Ireland. I mean, there's someone in this group that's going to come up with the next big idea, and they're going to make a fantastic small business startup. So I'm excited to be a part of it. And really, one of the things that I did was, you know, a lot of the areas that I work, I've always been the expert. Now, when I go to Derry at the university, I'm the novice. So it was a great experience to take a step back and not be the one that knows everything. So I
wow.
A lot just by doing that.
You're just becoming the junior on everything. You're the junior on your water polo team, and now you're the junior at the Digital Enterprise Research Group, Derry. Taking a step back and yeah, that's very interesting. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Don't you know sometimes you got to take a step back to move and leap forward, and we'd like you to take the leap to Hawaii. And the idea is this, is to have you come and put on a fitness clinic at I don't know, the Sheraton Orchid? Do they still call it that? It's a beautiful hotel, by the way. You are right here on Oahu, maybe at Ko'olina. You could do it at Ko'olina. That would be great at the Ihilani or Poipu at the Hyatt. They've got the Hyatt right there and then the Poipu golf course. And what would you do?
Well, I think that's a great opportunity, and we'll definitely see if we can make that happen this year. But one of the things that we could do was to invite all the listeners to come down to wherever we are and do a complete assessment of their fitness level in terms of golf, and then create a specific and personalized workout of what their weaknesses are in the golf game so they can play longer and more frequently golf. So it would be a great opportunity just to come down and to learn a little bit about how golf and fitness interact. In fact, one of the other things I'm doing in my spare time is we're going to do a study on the question that everyone wants to know, is golf exercise?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone there, buddy. I tout it as exercise almost every show.
It is. And but you hear a lot of the commentators on TV or a lot of people that don't play golf say, well, it's not really golf. I can tell you that it is, and I can tell you, if you look at what the pros do with the tournament coming up next week, I suggest anyone out there that thinks golf is not exercise, go out and walk 18 holes of golf, not just one day, but 4 days in a row, and then try to hit a golf club. And the mental aspect of the game, the physical aspect of it, it can be a very tough sport. Come over and play in Ireland where you're walking up hills and down hills and hitting off side hill wise. So I want, as a golf fan, to be able to give information back to those of us in the golf community saying, yes, golf is exercise, and here's how intense it can be. That's
great. And I like the idea that you want to give some of the proceeds of this golf event to charity. That's awesome. Ted, Vicky, great talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show on New Year's Day.
You're quite welcome. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Aloha. We're going to talk with Jeff Shackelford. You ever read anything by Jeff? Jeff writes books. Jeff does all kinds of things. Are you there, Jeff? No, Jeff's not there yet. So we're going to take our break. We've got golf balls to give away. We've got stuff to do. Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Ko'olina, from the tip to the green. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Ko'olina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Ko'olina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here they come. The PGA Tour hits the big time for big bucks in the Sony Open in Hawaii at Wailai Country Club. Find your tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Golf's brightest stars hit the turf January 10th through the 16th. Cheer on Hawaii's charity while you support PGA Tour money leaders Matt Kuchar and Tim Frick, who team it up against past champions Ryan Palmer, Zach Johnson, Ernie L, KJ Joy, and Gary Kelly. Don't miss national favorite Shigeki Maruyama.
parking and tournament shuttle at Wanakai Park and Kahala Community Park. Visit friendsofhawaii.org for more information.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. It's a beautiful day for a round of golf, and it's also a great day for you to win some Penta golf balls. They're called Pearls, and they're made by TaylorMade, and they really are beautiful. And all you have to be is the 18th caller. It certainly is, you know, for just about anybody's skill level. Just dial the number 808-296-5467. That's right, 808-296-5467. Now, you can't have won in the last 6 months because we're trying to give everybody a chance to win. I mean, you know, a lot of people have that magic touch. I don't know how to do it either. But they are able to win all the time. So we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance. And we're with two sleeves? Two sleeves. Boss says two sleeves. Okay. I was gonna dole them out one sleeve at a time. But that means you get two sleeves. And they're the kind that you just, one friend of mine said he almost cried when he lost one. But, you know, that's just it. You know, when you're going to take a difficult shot, what you need to do is get one of them out of the bag that you really don't care about and try to go for it that way. We're going to be staying at the most beautiful hotel when we're on. You know how excited I am about going to Maui. Okay, I'm really looking forward to going to Maui. And we're going to be at the Westin. And it is just the most beautiful Westin Ka'anapali Resort Villas. And it's got everything. It looks like when you go to my website, radiogolfclub.com, you'll see a picture. That rainbow is real. That's not a photoshopped in, okay? And then you'll see this rather large-looking hotel, and you'll think, oh, this, no, it doesn't feel large at all. And in every room, there is a jacuzzi. Number two. It's wonderful. I just can't wait. All right, Jeff Shackelford. JeffShackelford.com is the place to go. Okay, this is the man, the author of two books. Make that 10. I saw a T and I decided to shorten your...
Well, I think only two are in print, so...
Okay. Which two are in print?
The Future of Golf and my Cypress Point book, for sure.
Okay. Now I got to ask you about one book that I was looking up, and it was like for $213.98.
Yeah, this is one of those things with technology now. Actually, all my books that are, quote, out of print, unquote, are now go for too much money because these clever internet sites figure that out, and then they price gouge. It's a very strange thing. It used to be the other way around. You used to be able to get things really cheap on the internet.
No. This is Lines of Charm, Brilliant and Irreverent Quotes, Notes, and Anecdotes from Golf's Golden Age Architects. You'd say, well, this is a writer guy. You know, he's written in all kinds of different publications, Sports Illustrated Golf Magazine, Links, Golf Digest, Golf World, The Golfer, Golf Web, The Masters Journal. Very nice publication. Los Angeles Times, Golf Course Architecture, Golf Architecture, the Journal of the Shiva's Iron Society. I mean, golf.com.
I'll work for anybody who pays, clearly.
But when I go to your website, I love reading what you have to say about stuff that's going on. And you'll just tear things apart. You'll write, you know, okay, so the headline says it all. Golf Channel's morning drive to feature Palmer, Trump, and more as part of the Premier Week guest lineup. That you take out quotes from people, what they've said, and then you write what you think about what that person said, which makes it...
I'm not a nice person, really,
no.
Is what it boils down to, yeah.
Thank you so much for saying it.
Yeah, that's okay. Again, that's the internet's fault.
Is it really?
I'm actually a very nice person, but it does turn me into somebody who's a little crankier No, actually, I really, you know, I look. I hope they have a good morning show. But when you launch with Donald Trump, it's just kind of hard to take it seriously. And so some snarky comments, I think, are in order.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. And when you took apart what he says about himself, it's just, you know, that he's a brand. I find it very difficult to take Donald Trump serious about anything, and I can't imagine that putting his name on something just makes it the most fabulous golf course in the world. And what he's doing in Scotland, I don't like it.
No, and he seems to think that his name is what got it sold, and I don't know. I think it was just more of a political thing, but yeah, it's kind of a disappointing project. It's a very environmentally sensitive property, and but I hear the weather there is just hideous, and they have horrible fog. So I don't think it's going to be a very big success. But so the Donald should probably be careful what he wishes for there.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Okay, your love though is not your first love. Isn't writing? It's golf course architecture, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. Although I love writing too, so I love doing both, and lucky to get to kind of do both. And but obviously, course, I'm most interested in course design and how that makes the game more fun for everybody, and how it makes the tournament golf we watch more interesting. And so naturally, that's what I tend to write about most. But I try to cover it all on my website.
So. Oh, you do. You do cover it all on your website. I was going to the different articles that you've written in different lists. Michelle Wee comes up quite frequently, but so do you.
Well, I've left her alone for a while, actually. So but I'm sure she'll start tweeting. In fact, I see she did today. So you know, it's only a matter of time. But
well, in your list, congratulations, Nancy Fujita of Eva Beach is our winner. Congratulations, Nancy. And enjoy these beautiful tailor-made Penta pearls, compliments of Jerry King over at Kapalua. That's awesome. Thank you very much,
nice.
Jerry. You're the man. Seriously. Okay. Now, how did you get into architecture?
I was very lucky. My dad joined Riviera Country Club here in Los Angeles when I was about 16 years old and sort of an aspiring golfer. And it's just an amazing design, and so I just was always interested in what went into the courses, and I got access to George Thomas's book, which is sort of the Bible of golf architecture, and he designed Riviera, and so it just kind of started from there, and then getting to play the course and study it, and then I ended up doing a book on him and a book on Riviera, and I got interested in researching the old photos and finding old things, and all these things we didn't know about the courses. So that's just about where it kind of took off.
Okay. How do you go and learn how to take a piece of property and turn it into a golf course?
Well, that is kind of a mystery that never has really been totally solved. But as most of the modern architects prove every time they design a course, but a few of them get it right. And it's just a matter really of... Well, I think it's an interesting field because it requires an interest in so many things from landscape architecture to engineering to the strategy of the game and golf in general, and sort of an interest in art and maintenance and then politics. So much of design is convincing people that what you see is what needs to be done, and so it's a very complicated task to go about doing it, and it's probably why so few courses come off in a way that they're masterpieces, really, because there's so many factors in play. And so I'm fascinated by all of that and have never really studied in school to be an architect, but a lot of people haven't. So I've never let that stop me from sharing my views.
Robin Nelson took on the owner of a piece of property on Maui who wanted to completely change the landscape. Robin said, you know, you've got the perfect linked course. This is an isthmus between the two ranges, two volcanoes, Haleakala on one side, the other one is pretty much deteriorated. And there's lots of dune sand, and you could turn this into a beautiful linked course. And that's how the dunes at Maui Loni came about. So something he told the person, this is perfect. What you're doing isn't perfect. It takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it?
It does. It does, especially in this environment where there are 50 architects that will be glad to do whatever the owner wants and happy to step in and tell him he's a genius. And so it's a very competitive field, and then there are a lot of people who will just do that kind of thing. They'll just compromise to the point where they really don't build something that's very good. And it's a kind of a client-driven design. And the really great architects know how to somehow convince that big ego, big money guy that that's really not a very good idea, and this is how you can do it better. So it's a tough field. It really mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, and of course, my question really was, where do you go to learn to do this? You know, is it something that you apprentice at? Is you immerse yourself in?
Yeah.
You don't care how much you earn in the process in the beginning?
Essentially, yeah. Like most of these things, you have to really work with some people and watch them learn. And so much of it is in the construction of the course. And the notion that you can kind of sit there and do drawings and design on paper is just doesn't work that way. And so you really have to get out and watch people build and work with them and watch the whole process, because to really get the most out of a property, you kind of have to throw the plans out once you've got a routing and sort of work with whatever you uncover and find. And it's a lot like the process, I think, when people make an album of music.
Mm-hmm.
They start with an idea, but then there are people, they bring in session musicians, and they have their own take, and they come up with new ideas, and you kind of go in that direction, and that, if it's a good idea, and that's sort of the way golf architecture works.
Good architecture.
The bad stuff's when they just put it on a plan, and then people go out and build it, and no adjustments are made, and unfortunately, that's what happens a lot.
Yeah. So going through just some of the things that you've written about recently, on Thursday, for instance, the U.S. tour official spotted James that he's picking up his courtesy car in board shorts.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting, the guys on outside the United States, they could walk in shorts and pick up their whatever, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
What is it with the PGA Tour?
Well, you didn't know, but the Gestapo is alive and well, actually. It survived the World War II. They tend to be a little image conscious and obsessed, I think is a better word. And it's just one of those things, when you become a member of the PGA Tour, you're obligated to conduct yourself in a certain way, and apparently that was conduct unbecoming. Well, of course, it turned out his luggage was lost, and that was all he had to wear, I guess. And
so they didn't actually fine him the $2,500.
He had some sort of a hearing or some sort of a a session where he pled his case, and they rescinded the fine.
And they took the time out of their busy schedules to have a hearing to discuss it. See, I don't understand how, you know, we watch the European Tour, we watch these guys have fun together. The Europeans are supposed to be the ones with the stick up, you know, and be all fuddy-duddy.
Yeah.
But the U.S., the golf industry, PGA Tour, seems to be more stuck in the old days, and they need to, like, push them forward, push them out of their stodginess.
Well, they're convinced, and maybe rightly so, that the corporations that give them money buy into this, let's be honest, sort of a fantasy image of these golfers being the perfect gentlemen and immaculately dressed,
and
they go and play golf, and then they go home and to their families, and so they want to project a certain image, and these are the things they feel that are important. And this is where you probably, if you follow my website, I really have an issue with the tour, and I understand the image concept. I understand trying to keep your sponsors happy, but if they paid that much, as much attention to the way the game is played, and really cultivating a more exciting brand of golf. And through course setup and course design and all the things that you can do to make tournament golf exciting, if they put that much attention into that, the tour would be so much better off. But they spend most of their time on, I mean, the commissioner's big thrill. He just gets just so excited about is the guys at the end of the round taking off their hat when they shake hands and the round's over and we're gentlemen. And I mean, that to him is just, I think he, well, I won't say, but he gets excited. And to me, that's like, oh, great, ho-hum. But, you know, was the tournament interesting to watch? Just like any other sport, was the actual sport a contest? Was it, mm-hmm. was it captivating and dramatic? Mm-hmm. But I guess there's a generation of people who they're more interested in kind of the image of it and less interested in the substance of it.
And they're the ones with the money still.
It seems that way. It yeah. seems that way. Although they have a TV contract coming up, which is going to be a thing I'm following a lot this year on the blog. And you know, they feel very strongly that they're doing all right. And they've got the tournament sponsored and everything's healthy. And I don't feel that way. And I don't sense a lot of people feel that they can just kind of renew this contract and go ahead and play the PGA Tour exactly as they have the last 6 years. I think they need to freshen things up. They need some a few events with different formats. You know, a little outside the box thinking. Maybe the way the telecast is presented needs to be rethought. You know, more graphics or more use of shot link, which is this really neat thing they've developed.
No, I saw it. I know exactly.
Great
what you mean.
Stats, yeah. And graphics and all this cool stuff, and everybody, you know, that watches golf now has a wide screen, and yeah. Not almost everybody, and you can kind of incorporate these things, and they just don't seem the least bit, well, there isn't a sense of urgency.
I wish some of the guys would stop talking as much.
Well,
you know, during the event, it drives me nuts. I'd rather watch the PGA Tour.
So they have these wonderful microphones now. And these sound guys just work so hard to get in position. You know, they're not making any money. And they do this great job. And they use technology and they use these cleverness to get in position so you can hear a conversation, which no other sport allows you to do that, where you're right there with them having this discussion about what to do.
Right, that's what we should hear.
And like clockwork, those announcers just trample on it. And
yes,
there's
yes.
nothing else like it in any other sport.
Right.
And you know, the players, I've been working on a story asking them about being mics, to have actual mic on them. And they're all scared to death that they're going to be heard saying something they shouldn't and this and that. Well, of course, if you put a microphone on a player, you show those things on tape like they do on an NBA game.
Exactly.
So you're going to be protected, but they're so image obsessed, and they're so really rather high on what they do that they actually think like these things will circulate on YouTube or somehow, and they just need to kind of relax a little and lighten up a little because
I think so.
It's vital to the future of the sport, really.
We need to talk longer because the show's over in 2 minutes, and I have to thank you know all the people who make this show possible. I do want to say that Sirius XM and the PGA Tour are going to continue.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I thought, this is crazy. The PGA Tour is going to pick up some of the production costs, and my producer's going, if we don't do these, you won't have any production, period, Danielle.
Get those plugs in, Danielle.
Thank
Come
you
on.
So much. Okay, Jeff Shackelford, good talking to you. We'll do it again.
All right, thanks for having me on. Happy
New
Year.
Year. All right. And so thank you to our Star Protection. Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, for shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team here or California, call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens, make your tee time today. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product. Yep, you can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, Listen, if you've been hurt in an accident or in a workman's comp situation, or you're just getting over some hip replacement surgery, any kind of surgery, Moon Physical Therapy, they achieve results. Seriously, love them. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the champs of the 2010 season, it's free all day. All day, including Sunday. It's tomorrow, the Family Day, the Ryder Cup restage with Graham McDowell and Hunter Mann teeing off on Thursday. Catch the golf club at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll team up together only on the Golf Club.